This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at day one of the Visionary Annual Conference 2025, and I'm joined by Joanne Teager from Blatchington Court Trust. Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for having me.
So, can you tell us what you do within your organisation and what brought you here today?
Yes, sure. I'm from Blatchington Court Trust. We're a sight loss charity in Sussex. We support children and young people from the ages, right from babies right up to 30 years of age. We offer education advocacy services, helping them to access their education. We offer counselling for children and families, and a lot of our counsellors also have visual impairment themselves as well, so it's really peer-led. We have a grant scheme and wellbeing services and post 18 support as well, coming up as well, which is very exciting.
And what have you got out of the conference so far? What are you looking forward to being able to talk to people about and learning about?
I really loved the panel this morning, the discussion and hearing that conversation of lived experience and having that voice amplified. I think it's really, really important in this world. And all of the different organisations here, it's just fantastic to meet everybody, to network, to see what everyone else is doing and how we can work together to get the best outcomes for people with vision impairment. But mainly, you know, making sure that they're at the heart of it and listening to what they want.
And you work a lot in supporting people to self-advocate and give them skills kind of at different stages of growing up, of education, so that they can become more confident and follow their goals. Why is that such a passion for you, and why is it such an important skill?
Okay, so, you know, within the education advocacy service that we run, we support children, you know, below the age of five right up to university age. And every single child, you know, they can still express what they like, what they want, what their strengths are. And we really make sure when we're supporting a child and a young person and their family, that their voice is at the center of everything. And that can be done really simply from if they're able to communicate and asking them in advance of, for example, a school meeting, getting them to draw down the things they like doing and what they want, writing a letter or a few points. And as they get through up to teenage years, you know, really starting to get them to start to advocate for themselves. Again, it's gently, gently having them write down what they want and someone read it for them, introducing them into the room, making them feel welcome. And then eventually they get to start talking about themselves and their own needs. And watching that journey is amazing, because it's not just for education that self-advocacy skills is so key. It's for the rest of their life. They can instruct what they want and how they need things. Their voice is key. I am a professional, but I am not living their life. And that is my role, is to just bring their voice out.
What do you think of some of the challenges or barriers that are put in place specifically for blind and partially sighted young people and children, whether that's attitudes that they face or being given less opportunities to learn to be confident and advocate for themselves?
You know, like all children and young people, they want to be included and they want to blend in. Children and young people we've supported, they don't want to stand out. It's really hard. They sometimes don't want the support. They don't want to use a cane. They don't want enlarged materials in front of them in class. So it's about working with them in discrete ways to make sure they're still accessing what they need. For example, I was talking to a client yesterday, and at the moment for her, it's not, she doesn't feel comfortable visibly being different or showing that she has a VI. And so we're talking about flipping that narrative on its head and, you know, what do you need to access and be included with your peers and have the same opportunities? Sometimes you might need a little bit of support, but we can do it discreetly in the way that they want. And it is about listening to them. If they're not ready for something, you don't push it. And it is about listening to them, but trying to do it discreetly in a way that any teenager wants to do is to fit in.
And if people are interested in learning more about your service and Blatchington Court Trust, what areas do you serve and offer support in, and where can they learn more?
So we have a website, Blatchington Court Trust. We're based in Hove in Sussex, but we cover the whole of Sussex, right up towards Crawley, Eastbourne, Chichester. And we offer, it's a free service. We offer free counselling sessions for children and young people with VI and their parents and families. We offer education advocacy service where we can be there as a backup in meetings with your school, making sure you have everything you need. That's from people who are, you know, may have grown up with a visual impairment, and people that are newly diagnosed. We're there for everybody in the Sussex area, and always happy to work with other organisations as well. So please don't hesitate to get in touch. We have a website, and we look forward to hearing from you if you need anything.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne Teager, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Amelia.